Hey, once again, it's time for another Superstars of Business. Welcome. As Pioneer Natural Resources sponsors an in-depth look at our area businesses, products, people, services, and things that make our area work. As we learn more about local businesses in our area, it's going to be Tetra Tech that is the business today. And Judy Valier is here this morning. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Billy. And I feel like a superstar after listening to that invigorating music this morning.
Yeah, it sets the stage. It does. It sets the tone. Now, Tetra Tech, what is Tetra Tech?
We're a national environmental consulting firm, and our specialty is water, water resources management, water quality, and really focusing on this special resource, which is the lifeblood. And boy, a lot of your guests this morning, how many times have they brought up water?
Absolutely. It's, oxygen, water, you know, right there. One, two in everybody's priority list. So, and plus, we here in the city of Raton, through our prior city commissions, et cetera, have a pretty good setup for water and getting water to our area. I think we also here in Raton are known for some of the best water in the world, and that would also extend into southeastern Colorado, too. And it's Tetra Tech's business and job to monitor that and to keep it that way, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, as you mentioned, you know, the focus of the work that I've been leading for Pioneer Natural Resources and XTO Energy has been in the Purgatory Watershed, about 20 miles north of here. It's about a 600-square-mile area, and it's just west of Trinidad. And it really, the Purgatory Watershed collects precipitation and snowmelt runoff from that beautiful Sangre de Cristo mm-hmm. mountain range. And
runs right through the heart of Trinidad.
It really does. And it's known as a wonderful fishery. It's known for great elk hunting, agriculture, growing of alfalfa, and it's also known for energy production. And Pioneer Natural Resources and XTO Energy have been producing coal bed methane gas in this area for the past 15, 20 years. And they have about 3,000 wells that extract gas, natural gas, from the coal seams in that area. Mm-hmm. You know, historically, there was a lot of coal mining in that region, and it continues today. So as part of the byproduct of the gas production, they're producing water, a lot of it, almost 12,000 acre-feet of water a year. That's a lot of water.
Boy, that is. Wow. And so it's Tetra Tech's job then to monitor, make sure that that everything environmentally is clean, safe, and continues to be a lifeblood and a good source. I mean, it's important not only to us, but to Tetra Tech, et cetera, and to the companies you represent.
And to the state, mm-hmm. and to all the people in the community. You know, we were brought on about 3.5-4 years ago, and many of the landowners have really expressed interest in wanting to protect the water and maintain access to the water for agricultural purposes and for wildlife habitat. And on the other hand, locals have also expressed concern about the water quality. They want to make sure that it's being protected, that the quality of water that's discharged in the watershed is good high quality water, and it meets those water quality standards established by the state. So what we have done is, and I'm very excited about this, we've implemented one of the, I think it's cutting edge from a national standpoint. We've implemented a watershed monitoring network. And what it does, it includes 9 real-time monitoring stations along the Purgatory River and tributaries, and it collects water quality data every 15 minutes and transmits it real time and puts data on a website, www.purgatorywatershed.org. Makes this data available for everybody.
Oh, okay.
So everybody can see it, which is great. People are interested and want to have that data and information as soon as it is available. So that's what we're doing, and we're also collecting data from monthly from 27 sites throughout the watershed for a host of different water quality parameters, metals, salts, and various water quality constituents of concern.
And so how long has Tetra Tech been doing this then for the purgatory?
This has been for the last 3.5 years.
Okay. And last year was one of the driest on record.
Well, exactly. That's and it's really telling for us because since we started the project, last year was so dry. And, you know, from my standpoint as an environmental engineer, I was very, very interested in wanting to see what the water quality and flows would be in this watershed during this low flow scenario. And we were very, very pleased. We've just have produced our summary of 2011 data, and it's on our website. I'm very pleased to report that the water quality remains very, very good. For the farmers in the area, they're, of course, interested in flow. Do I have enough water?
Mm-hmm.
And they can get that flow information on our website. But they're also interested in the amount of salts that are in the water. And so this real-time monitoring system gives them information on the salt content of the water, the chloride content. The trout fishermen are interested not only in the flows, but perhaps the pH and temperature. And so this provides that information for them.
Whoa.
Yeah.
A wealth of information.
It's powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tetra Tech then, Julie, you are, your main office is out of Longmont, is that correct?
Yes, I reside out of the Longmont office, but we have 15 offices here in Colorado and offices in New Mexico. And we employ 13,000 people nationally. Like I said, water is our focus and our specialty in protecting water quality. You know, I've got to hand it to Pioneer and XTO. They heard loud and clear from landowners and stakeholders in the area about their concerns about water quality and wanting to have that information mm-hmm. made available. And 4 years ago when I visited with folks about this, website, I just really thought this was a wonderful tool, a way to transparently put this information out in front of the public, the regulators, the scientists, and the operators.
Yeah, so you're trying to be as objective as possible with this whole process. Now, where do you get your funding?
Pioneer and XTO Energy Fund have subsidized and funded the project. And the project was an investment of these real-time monitoring stations mm-hmm. and satellite monitoring, and the website was, you know, on the order of $1 million. And they also support and subsidize the water quality monitoring analysis. So it's a significant investment mm-hmm. on the part of these companies.
They want to make sure it's right.
Absolutely.
So what is the science then telling us? I mean, we have all of this data.
The science is telling us that the water quality is protected, and the water quality is protected, and that is for a host of beneficial uses, including, okay. you know, fisheries, recreation, agriculture, and as a drinking water supply. And the state and EPA, as you know, set up a host of water quality standards that protect these uses. And even during this dry year, you know, situation that we saw last year, Billy, the water quality shows that those levels are well below water quality standards and threshold limits.
And, of course, this information available to the general public and also, I'm sure, is monitored by the EPA, too, as well.
Correct. Yeah. You know, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback from the regulators, including EPA, mm-hmm. on this watershed approach that we're taking in providing information to the community and regulators.
Right. And again, you said, 640 square miles and in the Sangre de Cristo mountain range, just pristine, beautiful country.
It's beautiful. And I'll tell you, every time I'm out there, it's wonderful to see the people out there recreating in this beautiful location. the water that's produced, I mentioned over 11,000 acre feet of water. These companies have permits to discharge up to this volume of water, and that's a sizable amount of water. And we want to be able to continue to ideally discharge this water as long as it protects the environment and protects water quality. The data indicates this, even during this dry year situation that we had last year. This year, of course, is a bit better, but my goodness, it's a dry year as well.
Yeah, all over the place. So Tetra Tech, we're talking with Julie Valier. She's the Manager of Water Resources for Tetra Tech. And it's just amazing that this particular science has caught up with this old science, which is water. I noticed some of the information you'd given me. Leonardo da Vinci, water is the driving force of all nature, obviously.
Exactly.
Number one. And so now you say that Tetra Tech is throughout the world, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
We do work not only throughout the United States, but internationally to bring new water supplies online, to protect those water resources and help manage them. And having worked in the Western U.S. my whole career, the past 30 years, you know, this is such an arid region. We really need to protect this important resource, and there's just not enough of it to go around. So we need to keep as much in our system and maintain that high quality of water. These real-time monitoring systems and water quality data really, I believe, provide assurance and scientifically based information and assurance that of water quality and its protection in being below those water quality standards.
Well, and we're using the science and the technology now, which is ever evolving and ever fine-tuning. How long have you been working with the company personally? Give us a little of your background.
Well, I've worked for Tetra Tech 8 years, and I'm an engineer licensed in Colorado and Montana, and have been doing this work, for the past 30 years. And I also served on the Colorado Water Quality Control Commission. That's the decision-making board that establishes water quality policy for the state of Colorado, establishes water quality standards. So I've had the benefit of really getting into some very, very interesting water quality and quantity issues in this particular region.
So both legislatively and then now on the business side, too. So you've seen a little bit of it all.
Right.
Have things changed?
Yes, they have.
I always ask that question, and technology obviously is getting better.
Yes, and I think things have changed all for the better. I really see policy being established based on data and science, and that's what we're doing in the Purgatory Watershed, is providing data and information so that at the end of the day, policymakers, decision makers can make the best decisions they can based on sound science.
Yeah, and well, boy, we know a lot of feuds and a few wars have been started because of water. And so it's important to have the best information possible. As a matter of fact, some of that now going on, they've been having a thing in the courts for northwestern New Mexico now for several years. Navajo tribes, they thought they had a settlement, and now it's been rejected by the Navajo tribes, so now it's going back to the courts, et cetera, try to do some remediation and some negotiation because everybody wants their share. And it has to be right.
Absolutely. You know, this water that's produced as a result of coal bed methane production, you know, many times the water is not good quality water, depending on the location where you drill. And that water has to be re-injected back into deeper formations. And what we found in this particular region of Colorado, and there's various regions throughout Colorado, New Mexico, where the produced water is of very good quality, and it's discharged into the surface water streams. We want to make sure and continue to make sure that this water quality is of high quality. And we, at the end of the day, because it is so much water that people have become accustomed to and put to beneficial use, we'd like to be able to keep that water available for users as long as it maintains its high quality.
So is Tetra Tech then, is your monitoring then in the watershed itself, not maybe necessarily at each of the pump stations or wellheads, correct?
Correct. Okay. The monitoring is located in the tributary canyons where the discharges occur from these coal bed methane wells, but and it, also in the Purgatory River. So it's both locations, Billy.
Okay. Yeah. But if there is something that happens chemically wise or whatever, you know about it right away.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because of this real-time data, mm-hmm. you know, and as I tell people, the data does not lie. You know, it is what it is, and decisions are made accordingly.
Okay, very good. Very interesting.
Well, it is very interesting. And, you know, we should be proud of the kind of work that's going on here because, as I mentioned from the onset, no other location that I'm aware of nationally has this kind of robust watershed monitoring network in place. Mm-hmm. So this is something really to be proud of. It's it can really set the stage for a new way of doing business so that the public and the landowners and stakeholders and regulators have this information at hand readily.
Okay. Julie Valier from Tetra Tech. And what's that website again, Julie?
www.purgatorywatershed.org.
Purgatorywatershed.org. And so if you'd like to go up and get the real-time monitoring yourself, you can do that.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for being on our Superstars of Business. Join us next time. In-depth look at area businesses, products, people, and services that make our area work. To learn more about Pioneer Natural Resources, go to www.pxd.com. KRTN, Ratone, New Mexico. Let's learn more about the Ratone Animal Hospital and go into the Pet Patrol.
When a pet becomes part of your life, it brings a lot of love, laughter, and responsibilities. And the Ratone Animal Hospital knows from those first puppy shots to the boosters and other care your pet will need throughout its life, they can help you make sure your pet lives a longer, healthier, and happier life. Ratone Animal Hospital provides every veterinary service your pet needs, including boarding and grooming.